there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts with Fantasy Pros, bringing you Players to Cut for Week 10. Now let's go ahead and dive right in with Players to Cut in deep leagues of 12 teams or more. Robert Woods. The good news for Robert Woods is Ryan Tannehill was at least a game day decision in Week 9, so it's very possible he returns this week. But the bad news for fantasy managers is... that doesn't really matter. Woods has not caught more than 4 passes in a single game this season, and he's coming off a game with 0 receptions on 2 targets. When a fantasy player can score 0 points and his upside is double-digit fantasy points if you're lucky, there's just no reason to roster him. Woods should continue to be the first look in the pass game, but the Titans are so committed to the run that absolutely no pass catcher is worthy of a roster regardless of who is playing at quarterback. And to make matters worse, the Titans play Denver this week in a strong Green Bay secondary in Week 11, followed by Cincinnati and Philadelphia. Treylon Burks will return to the field soon and make matters even worse. At this point, Woods is just clogging up your roster. Hunter Renfrow. Fantasy managers are having a hard time letting go of Hunter Renfrow. I get it. It's hard to cut someone who we just saw have a wide receiver one performance a year ago. It's very different from a player like Allen Robinson, who is multiple years removed from a big season. But there's just not a path to success for Hunter Renfrow. Darren Waller has been out since Week 5, and there's been no benefit to Renfrow. Josh Jacobs came back down to reality in the past 2 weeks, and there was no benefit to Renfrow. And even in games where targets have dipped to 7 or below for Davante Adams, there was no benefit to Hunter Renfrow. The upcoming schedule isn't very appealing for wide receiver matchups, and there's just no upside for Renfrow, who hasn't hit double-digit fantasy points since Week 2. You can cut him. Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki is another Players to Cut list returnee. Gesicki is a good streaming option against defenses that struggle against tight ends. But Cleveland is not one of those defenses. And in Week 11, Gesicki has a bye week. Use this opportunity to cut Gesicki for someone who can benefit your team in the long haul. And if you were truly planning to start Gesicki this week, there are better streaming options on waivers. Greg Dulcich, Cade Otton, and even Cole Kmet. I'd take a chance on all of those guys over Mike Gesicki. Gesicki is coming off a game of 1 reception for 3 yards. That is a horrifically bad floor. The Miami offense is dominated by Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. There is no space for Mike Gesicki. Cam Akers. For the sake of your fantasy team's bench, because I know you have not been starting Cam Akers, drop him and get off this awful Rams running back roller coaster. Akers had 5 carries for 3 yards on a 19% snap count. And yet again, Daryl Henderson just flat out looked better. Henderson had 12 carries for 56 yards, and while that is absolutely nothing to write home about, it is far more productive than Akers. Sean McVay is giving Akers all the chances in the world, but he just hasn't shown any upside. And even if Akers somehow landed the lead back role, the Rams' offensive line is horrendous, and there is no true way to fix this issue at this point. At best, the Rams operate as a messy committee with low upside. Akers is currently higher rostered than multiple high upside handcuffs. Rashad White, Jaylen Warren, Dontrell Hilliard, Kenneth Gainwell. He is clogging your roster in place of so many other options. Isaiah McKenzie. Rostering Isaiah McKenzie was worth a shot. Being the wide receiver three for Josh Allen is not a bad gig. But the gig just doesn't provide fantasy upside for McKenzie, who has averaged 3 targets per game over the past 3 games. Targets and opportunities run through Stephon Diggs, and other receiving options just aren't reliable. And to make matters worse, Josh Allen is dealing with an injury that puts his availability and productivity at risk when he's on the field. McKenzie is the player that would suffer the most. There is limited upside, and a lot needs to happen for McKenzie to become a flex-worthy option. Romeo Doubs. This cut candidate is pretty simple. If you can hold Romeo Doubs on IR, go ahead and do it. But if your league doesn't allow for IR spots, or your spots are filled with priority players like Ja'Marr Chase or Marquise Brown, or even temporary outs like Gus Edwards, there is no reason to hold Romeo Doubs. Doubs' year has been up and down, fading into nothing at times and taking advantage of injury opportunities in other cases. But a high ankle sprain is a very specific and clear timeline. The Packers have a week 14 bye, so the best case scenario for a return is the fantasy playoffs. And even if Doubs comes back on that timeline, if he comes back to a healthy Alan Lazard and Aaron Jones, Doubs will be the third option at best in an offense that is struggling and lost. Doubs is a clear-cut candidate unless you have IR space. Moving on to players to cut in shallow leagues. Taysom Hill. By no means is this a you-have-to-drop-Taysom-Hill-right-now demand, but it's food for thought because I've been getting a lot of questions around should I drop Taysom Hill for XYZ player? And the answer is yes. It is always yes, because if there is a player on waivers that you want to grab and your only option is to drop Taysom Hill, feel very comfortable doing it. Taysom Hill is a home run hitter, but he is an unreliable start. Since his big week 5 boom game, Hill is averaging 6 points per game in PPR. He is the tight end 23 in total points scored since then, and that is saying a lot, considering that he has played all 4 games during that time period. If you need space, you can drop Hill. Devin Duvernay. I would avoid cutting Devin Duvernay in deep leagues because he is the wide receiver one for Baltimore for the remainder of the season, and the playoff schedule does have some upside for the Ravens. But in a shallow league, if you need a usable option on waivers this week, you can drop Duvernay. The wide receiver one role for the Ravens just doesn't have upside, and Rashad Bateman is evidence of that. Bateman had 2 touchdowns to start off the season, but after that, his floor was abysmal with limited targets falling behind Mark Andrews. Devin Duvernay will face the same issue moving forward if Andrews is healthy. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. In deep leagues, it's worth it to roster Chiefs receivers in case you have to take a flyer at flex and you're willing to risk a low floor for a potential high upside play with Patrick Mahomes. So I can see the argument for holding on to Marquez Valdes-Scantling in 12-team leagues. He has a fairly consistent snap count, and the offense is very pass-heavy. But of all 3 major Chiefs receivers, MVS has the lowest floor and the lowest ceiling, a terrible fantasy combination. Juju Smith-Schuster has separated himself as the target hog and the most reliable option. Mecole Hardman has come on strong as a red zone threat. And MVS is just kind of there. The good news is that Kadarius Toney didn't make a major impact in Week 9, and Sky Moore still has no role, but there are options on waivers in shallow leagues with more realistic upside, and MVS can be cut for any of those options. Eno Benjamin. I'm not gonna lie, I was a bit thrown that Arizona reduced Eno Benjamin's role so drastically. He's been productive, and the Cardinals have operated committee backfields for years. It just made so much sense that they'd go back to what they'd been very successful with. But instead, they opted to take Benjamin down to a complementary role with only 27% snap count. And James Conner immediately jumped back up to his second highest snap count of the entire season. Benjamin is still a clear-cut handcuff option for a player that has dealt with injury issues throughout his career, and that's enough to justify rostering him in deeper leagues. But in shallow leagues, you might need someone who offers more upside and possibly low-end flex value on a weekly basis. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be in play for Benjamin moving forward.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.